from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A big announcement might have said...
Kind of big.
Yeah, huge announcement, I think, once. And then I realized every time I looked over, maybe that was psyching you out a little bit. So with no further delay, the big announcement from you, my partner.
Well, so this is something that... is kind of a long time coming. And this is going to be hard, man. This is going to be really hard. But I'm not going to bury the lead. Thursday, August 29th, will be my last day on The Fan. And that may come as a shock to a lot of people. People close to me, it will not come as a shock, because the people close to me understand, and we've talked about this, and this is, like I said, this has been a long time coming, that I've, and again, I'm making this decision to leave. And it was not easy, and it has been a lot of praying, a lot of talking with people I trust, a lot of, soul searching in a lot of ways. And you know, this has been 13 years at this station. This is the longest thing I've done in my life in one place, you know, and that is something I don't take lightly. I've been so lucky to be here. And again, I've got a ton of stuff to say. I kind of put this off, man. Like I was, and by the way, like Nick, I love you so much. I love you, Keith, so much. You guys have been so supportive. And Nick knows the second. I mean, dude, you knew when you came back there was a chance that I may be leaving at some point. And I have been dead upfront, have I not, with you and yep. everybody in our circle that matter, in terms of what my thought process is. You know, can we make this work? And you know, the answer is not right now. And there are a lot of reasons. And I'm going to tell you guys those reasons, because I feel like it's important. I've always prided myself on being authentic on the air. And I think that's one of the great things Adam taught me when we worked together is, and he was so vulnerable so many times on the air. And I respect that a ton about him. I mean, you guys know, like when Adam left, it was super hard. It was hard for me. You know, when you're with somebody for a decade and you spend this much time together, it is extremely tough when that ends. And then Nick comes in, and I love Nick so much, and I was so happy when he came back to Cleveland to take this gig. And there's nobody in the world that's my biggest cheerleader than Nick. He does so much for me. Keith, well, and Keith too. I mean, you guys, anytime someone's like, how do you do 5 hours on the radio? And I'm like, I have the most amazing support system, like in the world, in any job. Like my guys have my back every single day. And I don't take that lightly. Like that is something that is, I'm grateful, for that. So, you know that, dude. I don't even have to. Don't give me the salt and vinegar eyes over there,
all
man.
All I got is the salt and vinnies. My eyes sparkle. You know that about me.
I know that. So, when I started here in 2011, boy, that was a long time ago. You know, I was in my 20s when I started at The Fan. And I always kind of tell some people this. It was really funny when I took this job because I didn't know where it would go, where, you know, this thing was like so crazy when it happened back in 2011. I kind of heard through like a rumor mill that this thing was going to open up, and that came through Andy Baskin, who if anybody knows Andy Baskin, he is one of the sweetest, best dudes in the world. And you know, I always tell him this. He wants to take no credit for it, but I tell him I owe him my career in broadcasting because he took me in and gave me an opportunity and like really looked out for me to get me into this gig, which I'll tell you. And there were so many people that were critical when I got this job because I'd had like no experience in radio. I definitely didn't deserve the job at all. I mean, I was just so lucky and blessed. And sure, yeah, I played football, and that's what gets you in this chair sometimes and gets you opportunities. And I acknowledge that. I totally get it. And I wouldn't be here without football. Football's given me everything. I say that all the time. It's allowed me so many opportunities, including this one right here, which has been awesome. Dude, I get to live my dream every single day. I get to come to work with you guys who are amazing people. Everybody from behind the scenes to our management team to our sales team who have been just absolutely unbelievable the entire time that I've been here. And you know, to those people, I would say, I just say thank you. You know, and that probably doesn't even do it justice. But I'm so appreciative of everybody and everything that I just can't say thank you enough. You know, this is one of those deals where, like in life, you have different chapters in your book. And this has been a chapter of my life that is just like ending for now. And part of the reason, you may ask, like, why? Well, I mean, it's pretty simple in the grand scheme of things. When people do ask me, like, you know, why do you want to leave radio? And it has nothing to do with this station. It has nothing to do with radio. I love radio. I've become, I think, pretty decent at it throughout the years, and it took a lot of time to get to this point. Some of you guys out there probably still hate me and think I'm a douchebag. That's cool too. I don't care.
I'm right here.
but you know what I'm saying, man. And to get back to my point, I am doing this because I have to. And I'm convicted by this decision very, very passionately. And this is something I do not take for granted. I do not take it lightly. I have talked about this for God. This is like the most I've ever thought about a decision, and I feel so good about it, and I'm at such a peace because of how much time and effort and thought that I put into making this call. And I knew the day was coming at some point. I just didn't know when, and I know now. And one of the biggest reasons, if not the biggest reason, I'm leaving. You guys know this. I'm on the air from 2 o'clock until 7 o'clock every day. We've been on the air for 13 years. That's a lot of hours, right? That's a lot of time to be on the radio and be talking about sports, which I love to do, and all that stuff. It is amazing. There's probably people out there who are like jealous that we get to do this. And you know what? You're right. We're so lucky. We're so blessed. We get to come here and talk about sports, get paid for it. I get to wear like sweats and whatever I want to wear to work. Dude, this is ridiculous. It's like stealing. But the one thing it doesn't give me is time. And that time is up. And what I mean by that is I've got two kids, okay? They're 11, and my daughter's a freshman in high school, just about to be a freshman, or is, I guess they just started, and she's 14, going to be 15, and she's doing activities, she's playing tennis. And, you know, last year, like, my kids have activities, like, almost every day. My daughter had, like, 12 track meets last year. You know how many I saw? I saw one. I saw one track meet, and every other meet, I have to get videos, I have to get texts, I have to sit here in this chair and put on a smiley face because I'm here, and that's okay. I get it. I mean, I know I've got to work and all these things, but like the time has come where I'm not going to be sitting in this chair. I'm going to be in the bleachers. Okay.
I think it is. You and I have talked about this a few times. I have never made a decision in service of my family that ended up being the wrong decision. I've made decisions on money that I've regretted. I've made decisions on ego that I have regretted. I have never made a decision that benefits myself and, you know, in your case, it's you're benefiting yourself by benefiting your kids by having you there. I've never once made a mistake in that regard.
And I know that I'm not making a mistake. I know that this is, like, I'm not going through another football season. And football season's tough. You know, that I'm on the road, and it's so cool, too. I mean, again, like, I'm living the dream of a lot of people, and I can't say it enough. Like, I'm just grateful for my life and for the opportunities that I don't deserve. Because I don't.
I think everybody in this room and pretty much everybody at this station would disagree with you on what you deserve and, you know, where you are. And, you know, I think some of that is owed to some newfound perspective on the health side of things. And, you know, I hope you know that we've seen you put that work in and how impressive and how, you know, I didn't know this Dustin Fox was in there. You know, you and I have known each other for 12 years. In the last 9 months, I feel like 12 months, whatever it's been, I feel like I've seen a different version of you, including, by the way, how you've handled this entire process.
I honestly feel like I have handled it the best anybody could. You know, I've been like completely upfront and honest with Andy and Tom before Tom left, and I'm obviously grateful for Tom who's given me this opportunity. I've been upfront with Jeff, our new market manager. I was upfront with you and Keith and everybody that's a part of this show, and you know, other hosts on the station. I sort of let them know that as the process was going, hey, we're kind of headed this direction, and this is where we're at. You know, you bring up a good point, right? Back in January, February, I was like going through a really, really tough time. I haven't really talked about it much, but what the hell? I'll tell you guys what's going on. Like, because I'm to the point now where I feel really good about the place I am in life. And like, dude, I was on the doorstep of dying at the end of January. And it's not the first time that it's happened, but it started to be too much, man. Like, I was basically having a mental breakdown and everything was spiraling and I was tired of it. So I got help, and it has been the most amazing decision that I've ever made. You know, I was not healthy and I was going to die, and people close to me were worried, very worried about me. And I'm so appreciative of my support system around me that they've helped me, you know, get through to the other side. And, you know, that moment in time or those months or whatever, you know, it has given me such a different perspective on what matters. And like, yeah, this is great, and money's great, and cars, and all, you know, whatever it may be, you have like stuff, or you know things are cool, whatever. It doesn't matter. Like, my perspective on life is just like, dude, I want good people in my life. I want to be with my family. I want to be with my friends. You know, that's what I want to do. I made for so long. I made my career the only thing that mattered. I was so selfish for so long. I lost my marriage over my decisions and behavior over the last X amount of years. And that's hard. You know, that's a life event that I don't talk about it much because I do keep some things private, but it's okay. I told you I'm going to be authentic with you and let you guys know, because we're family. Like, you guys out there in the car, some of you guys have listened since day one, and I don't take that for granted either. So I'm trying to be as honest with the situation as I can be. And with that being said, you know, like, my kids aren't around every day. And so that is very...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hard. Very hard. So the time is limited. And so what I'm doing now is I'm creating time. And I'm very, very blessed to be able to do that. I have the most amazing girlfriend in the world, Sarah, who supports me. She's an angel, frankly.
Seconded. Seconded. She's
everybody
awesome.
Who has met her would agree that she is the most amazing person in the world. And so there's that.
Well, I think to kind of pull it all together, You're making the decision. You're making the decision for the right reasons, which is to spend more time with your kiddos and your family. You're doing this at a point where your health and where you're at is exponentially. I mean, even
you
in the last...
You see it every day, man.
Even the last 6 weeks. Another leap here. Another leap there. And you're doing it in a way that also is letting everyone know that, hey, I'm going to go do these other things, and I'm going to just put my energy elsewhere for the right reasons and see where this goes. And I think there's so many people out there, if you're stuck in a rut, which you're not now, but you were for a minute there. If you're stuck in a rut, or if you're, whether it's health or whatever, you know, you're kind of a symbol for that, man. And I want you to understand that that's really cool and really powerful that you can share this. And that even if there's one person that touches, that is a gift that you've given on top of 13 years of your life.
You know, I didn't know how much I'd share with the audience today, and I've already shared more than I thought I'd be comfortable with, but that's fine. It's actually liberating and beautiful in a lot of ways. You know, one of the things that I had to do to get healthy was I had to get sober, and I am 208 days without any alcohol. It has been such a game changer for me with how I see things. It's allowed my body to heal, my brain to heal. You know that I've had a lot of issues with my brain trauma and things like that. But well, everything gets exacerbated by that. And I wanted to tell people that because it's not because I'm proud of myself because it's a very hard decision, but I just want to let people know, like, I thought that I was stuck and I had nowhere to go and life was over and there's so many things. Woe is me. You know, don't want to be here. I wanted to kill myself and I may have, but I didn't, and I'm here. And so with that being said, like, I used to have blinders on and now I see everything. And I just want people to know, I'm sure there's dudes out there, females out there, whatever it may be, that have struggled with things. And you know what, man? Like, God has always used me in amazing ways because he's amazing. And I feel like I can help people. And I want to share my story because why not? Why not? If I help one person, like, that's amazing. I try to tell people, and people think that I'm just like crazy because I've changed, you know, in a positive way to the point where I just really do want to give back and help people and serve because I've taken for so long from people and been such a complete a-hole. But that's okay. That's in the past. And what I have now is such an opportunity to move forward and to have that time. You know, I don't want to... Can you imagine like if I did this in 10 years and missed those 10 tennis matches in September or missed a football practice or whatever, man? Like, no. It's not worth it. Not to me.
There were days in January and February, and I'll just speak for myself, but I can guarantee you that everybody else who's worked with you on this show, on this station, and the guy sitting behind the glass there, where we were sick with worry. And
I know.
To be here almost 9 months, how many days was it again?
207.
And to see the change in 207 days, then you start to kind of broadcast that out to where you'll be in another 207 days. And it is, to say inspiring is probably not strong enough. And I am not speaking out of everyone here is proud of you, not just for this decision, which is in the best interest of your family, but to see you be the best version of yourself and to take ownership of your place in this world, whichever world it is, the Ohio State community, the Cleveland sports community, your job as a dad and a, you know, boyfriend, as a husband, sorry, as a son,
yeah,
and all this other stuff. It is awesome. Like, seriously, can I just
say, you can say whatever
I'm
you want,
proud
man.
Of you. And
thank
I
you.
Think everybody else here is as well.
I'm proud of myself. And I don't think I was for a long time. It's hard. It's like self-talk is and being positive is something that I really struggle with. And I've gotten better at it. It's still working on it. It's a work in progress. There's no doubt about that. But I think we're so hard on ourselves that we don't give ourselves a chance. And I have. And... It's one day at a time. And y'all know what I'm talking about out there. It's one stinking day at a time, and it's stack the days. And I'm stacking days, and I'm far from a finished product. And it is, again, life's hard. But I'm like I just know, man. And sometimes you know, like in your heart of hearts, like you're when you follow the plan and you just don't know why, but you're just like, okay, I'm just going down this path. And you're like, okay, things are good. Things are good. Things are getting better and amazing, and all of a sudden, like, I'm here. Every relationship I have is better. I have closer friends. My kids, the relationship with my kids, off the charts. Off the charts. My daughter wants to talk about tennis, and she wants to tell me about her friends. That's never happened before. So my point in saying all this and being this vulnerable, because I am, like, totally, like, out there, like, naked right now, is that it doesn't matter, like, what you're going through. And I'm trying so hard to make this not about me, but we've been here 13 years and I don't want to parade as I leave, because I'm not about that at all. I just want people to know how much I appreciate you guys as an audience. The people that work in the business, other people that I've met or whatever it may be. And look, I'm not going away. I'm just taking a time out from this time slot so that I can do what I have to do.
Well, we're proud of you. We're happy for you. We know that you're going to keep killing it and that everything's kind of on the up and up here. And to see you free from the stress of this decision, if anybody had seen what Dustin looked like walking into the studio for this segment versus where you are now, it's like a weight has been lifted. So we'll have more on this, obviously, throughout this week. Dustin is, you know, let us know Thursday is going to be the last show. But just, you know, again, buddy, really, really happy for you and really, really happy to see you happy.
I appreciate it. And, you know, I'm trying to, like, get everything out now, but it doesn't have to come out now because we have time and there's going to be three more shows. You know, I'm glad we did it today as opposed to like later in the week. So at least people have time to kind of comprehend what's going on. And, you know, the station wanted me back. I want to come back. Like, I wanted to be here. I love being here. This is my family. It stinks. That's the sad part about it. But the positive about it is that's why it's bittersweet. The sweet part about it is Like, I'm chasing, not even chasing, I'm just following the path that's in front of me. And it's one day, and it's just stacking it and getting better and getting better. And I am the healthiest I've ever been, the best headspace I've ever been in a long time. That tells me that this decision is 1,000% clear-headed. And that's where I'm at. And the reason I talked about the other stuff too is, like, dude, if people are out there and, like, driving around and they're like, man, you know, about to go home and about to be depressed and about to drink themselves into a blackout and feel terrible and think that they can't escape that, you can. And you can send me a message and I'll tell you. I'll tell you more is my point. So that's it. You know, I wasn't trying to make this about me today. I just wanted to let everyone know, like, where I'm at and be honest with everybody as I'm heading out, you know, because I don't want people to think, like, oh, you know, because I put out some stupid tweets and stuff back when I was really, like, going through it. And I hope people understand that, like, that wasn't really me, you know. That was just kind of, it's embarrassing, but it still is one of those things that you grow from and you learn from it. And it's really just beautiful to see how good life can be.
Well, we're happy for you, buddy. We're happy for your family, and we're going to enjoy the hell out of these next 3.5 days. How about that?
I appreciate it, and I just want everyone to know, and, you know, I this isn't like a, you know, a speech or something, but I want everyone to know, especially the people, like, close to me, like, how much I appreciate everything that people have done. You know, I've met a lot of people throughout the last several months that don't have a support the way that I do. So I understand how hard it can be for many people out there that don't have the support like that I do. So, I'll be your support. You need some help, you holler, because I'm here.
Excellent stuff, buddy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.